Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Your Stories, Our Community. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews will be played on HCR 96.5 FM twice per week over a 12-week period, and the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. HCR 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support for the project provided by Albemarle and the Shire of Harvey.
Hi folks, this is Leslie Ugle talking to you from the Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. I have a special guest in today with me and will be asking a few questions. My special guest, what is your full name? Where were you born and what cultural heritage do you identify with?
Good morning everybody, and good morning to you too, Leslie Ugle. My name is Ninette Comito. I'm the daughter of Leslie Ugle, Vincent and Leslie Ugle, so my maiden name is obviously Ugle. Where was I born? I was born in Pingerley, a small little town in the Whitbelt area. What cultural heritage do I identify myself with? Well, I am a proud, deadly Noongar woman.
Can you describe what country and or region were you were previously lived in was like at the time when you grew up?
As I said before, born in Pingerley, small little town in the Whitbelt area. Growing up as a child in Pingerley, Pingerley was nice and dry, hot. Childhood, well, I believe my childhood was amazing. Best childhood that, you know, anybody can have. Growing up with a big family, big mob, cousins everywhere, family everywhere. Going out in the bush, spent a lot of time out in the bush with the family.
Now, getting on to that, or just probably putting more to that second question, describe your family arrangements growing up, and do you still have family members in that place where you grew up?
I do still have family members in that place where I grew up, Pingerley. We do keep in contact now and then. Like I said, large family, both on mum's side of the family as well as dad's side of the family. Pretty much a little town where there's just Noongars everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, I used to go back there. Well, that's my mother's country. So I grew up a little bit there as well. And like you said, cousins everywhere. Nearly every street you walked along, cousins, aunties, uncles, nans and pops. So going to the next question, what are your general memories of being a child in that place? You've already spoken about some of them. And was it a happy time for you?
It was a happy time for me as a child growing up. I remember walking around, you know, the outskirts of the town, picking gum off the trees, out in the bush. Yeah, those are always fun as a child. Collecting passion fruits. We have to sit around a passion fruit tree and just scoop them out, all together. Heading down to the local park. Yeah, we used to pinch some of Mum's spoons out in the kitchen there. So sometimes,
it all comes out now.
So taking those into the local park, digging out holes in the ground there.
For what?
Getting ready for the major marble tournament.
There you go.
There's a big tournament happening there. So, we had to, get the best spoon out and sneak off into the park there. Mum come home, she'd be wondering where all her spoons are.
And yes, folks, a lot of my spoons did go missing and they were never, ever returned to this day.
Oh, they did come back. They were just a little bit bent. That's all. We did try to fix them up. But
okay. So they were artistic, were they?
They were.
And just going into that, the next question, you've already described some of the things you used to do. What are some of the things you loved about where you grew up and what do you miss the most?
The things I loved the most about growing up, family. That was probably one of the things I loved the most about growing up, having family everywhere on both sides of the family. Even going to school, there was just family everywhere, so many cousins, had so much support as well at the school, as well as around town. It was probably one of the things that I will cherish forever, just having that place where you belonged.
Yeah, understand that. And like you're saying, that the family that are still there living and, working in the community are doing marvellous things on the Indigenous side of things. Nephew, with their shop up there, and we just spoke about what's happening. They did a beautiful Christmas night or gala night up there recently. So, yes, it's a beautiful little town and wonderful memories. Now, have you been able to return or visit to Pingilly, and how does it make you feel when you go back, that is?
I have been able to return, well, just probably a drive through. Done a little drive around as well as we're, heading through town to head to towards Beverley or York, just for other reasons. But I always like to just pull in, especially when I have my children in the car with me as well. We'll go for a little drive around, a few of the blocks, show the kids, this is where, mum went to school, and, mum used to live over here. And, they always look enthused, maybe.
That's the thing.
Sitting in the back, they go, okay, oh, okay, wow. Not really showing too much enthusiasm, I guess, but for myself, it was an amazing childhood.
Yeah. Those memories will always stay there, won't they?
They will.
Now, we'd like you to pick a song out, and what was the reason for the song and the meaning for the song that you've chosen today?
The song? Probably the one song that probably stuck with me through my childhood was, Country Roads.
Country Roads.
Country Roads by, is it Denver?
Oh, John Denver. John Denver, yes. A favourite of many. But why that song in particular?
I don't know. I did sing it at the school assembly as a, during school.
I missed that one.
And did you? Oh, I remember I used to, belt it out so proudly. I, studied the words and, sang it as proudly as I could at the, in front of a audience at the school assembly.
Oh.
I don't know, obviously a little fella, little girl, but, that's still stuck there in my memory for some reason.
Lovely. So the song is Country Roads by John Denver.
Take me home.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place. Feeling that I
we're back with my special studio guest, Ninette Comito. Now, this question, I've always liked this question though, and I know you've read through the script. So do you speak your cultural language and where would you mostly speak it?
My cultural language, the Noongar language. I have been learning to speak my cultural language. It's been a passion of mine for quite some time as a child growing up. Didn't speak the language at all. Well, nobody spoke the language as nobody was allowed to speak the language a long time ago.
No, because we sort of had little, you know, small words that we used to say.
Bits here and there. Wasn't enough to make a sentence though. Well, maybe sometimes, but not a lot was spoken as a kid growing up. Not that I recall anyway, and I didn't hear a lot of it either. So as an adult, I made it my passion to learn my own language, embrace my culture a lot more. Being married to an Italian man myself now, learning his culture, listening to his language. Mother-in-law always spoke the language very fluently, she did, and I was able to, pick up on a few of the conversations, understand what it is that they were, talking about, but just wasn't able to join in on the conversation because I wasn't able to hear. I didn't have the words to speak the language. But I thought, if I could understand the Italian language, embrace the Italian culture, why can't I embrace my own culture and, learn my own language? So, learning the Noongar language, I still am, can put a sentence together now and like to, I wish for my children to be able to learn both cultures, the Italian and the Noongar language as well, and be proud of their cultures and, embrace both sides as both sides are beautiful cultures.
Now, is there a difference?
Is there a difference with the language, with the Noongar and the Italian? Oh, yes.
No, in regards to the Noongar language, as with different areas.
With the dialects, we have our dialects too, just like the Italians have their dialects. Little bit of a difference in some areas. Some of the words, most of the words I find mean the same. They may be spelt a little bit differently, but still mean the same. Maybe only just a handful of words that might mean something different in some of with the dialects.
So in saying that, because, where your father's come from, my husband that is, folks, he's from the wheat belt as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm born and bred Harvey. So the dialects, like you're saying, a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's okay, isn't it?
It is okay. I didn't realise learning the language to begin with. Sometimes I find myself I'm putting both dialects together in one sentence without even realising. So just listening to how Dad would pronounce the words compared to yourself, mum, how she would pronounce the words. I can hear the difference in their pronunciations. I have found that most of the words pretty much the same. Just they may be missing a few letters out of the spelling.
Yeah, but different. Beautiful. So in saying that, what does your cultural language and heritage mean to you and how do you preserve it?
By preserving it, I've got to learn to listen to it as often as I possibly can. I read as much as I possibly can. When I am speaking it, I make an effort to record myself so that I can hear the language constantly. I find listening to it helps a lot more. Of course, reading, you learn a lot quicker with the reading as well. But, having both sides of it, the reading and the listening, has helped me heaps.
Okay. And all of that cultural stuff involves the food? Because that's a big part of both, isn't it?
I find with both my husband and myself, our cultures are pretty similar. Both have big families. We both love food, music, dance. You know, there's always the celebrations. They have their celebrations. We have ours. So just, yeah.
Mm.
Both beautiful cultures.
And talking about cultural celebrations, the NAIDOC Week, that's a showcase event, isn't it?
Yes.
Regarding everything that we do.
That's our opportunity to shine on ourselves. It's an opportunity for us to embrace in who we are, stand up and acknowledge who we are as Aboriginal people at NAIDOC Week. And it just gives us an opportunity to celebrate, dance, enjoy the foods and just bringing the family together.
Righty-o. This one. Are you able to provide us with some words spoken in your cultural language and then interpret to us in English?
Kaya. Yes. Nyan kweel Ninet. So, hello, my name is Ninet. Nyan Jirupin, I'm happy. Nyan Murat, my family. Nyan Karich, my knowledge. Nyan Bridia, my elders. Yeah, and Budja, country, all those things is what makes us this beautiful, culture, this beautiful language, the culture, my elders, family, they're all important.
And very descriptive and all connected, aren't they?
Yeah, courage, the knowledge, we all learn and share from our elders, the Bridias, they're the ones, the elders, they're the ones that make me the person that I am today.
Oh, beautiful words, Nin. Now, from a cultural perspective, what are some of the biggest challenges for you living in the Harvey area?
Challenges?
Hmm.
From a cultural perspective, I find anything new, people tend to be a bit shy about. Nobody likes a change, I guess. But as we embrace it more, the learning is happening a lot more around the place. So then it's being allowed to be embraced a lot more. So, so that's probably some of the challenges that I've faced over the years living here. In this small little community. It's evolving now, this community, as you can see, very multicultural now. And, a lot of learning and sharing is happening now.
So education on both sides.
Definitely.
Acceptance?
There's a lot more acceptance now.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly, it is getting better.
Okay, cool.
Things do take time, I will say that, but yeah.
Yes, and as you said, people don't like change.
No, not that much. And that takes time.
Yeah. Mm. So what would be some practical things that would assist you with the challenges you face?
Practical things?
Mm.
Well, some of the practical things that, we've done, because I work at the Harvey Primary School as well, is having the language shared within the school, the children, the staff, they're learning each day that I'm there as well, learning about the language. Yeah, the practical, having the language displayed on the buildings, things like that as well. Yeah, that's something practical, I suppose.
So like the small words, I know there's some beautiful artwork over there done by yourself and the students.
And the students as well.
Mm.
Yeah, just learning the language, like the native animals. Yeah, the children are happy to, they're quite excited to come and learn the language. They see me in town and they're embracing me with my own language as well.
Beautiful. I know I've been downtown sometimes in the shop and some of the kids from the primary school are coming up and saying, Kaya.
Well, that's it.
It's lovely.
It's just one little word, Kaya, meaning hello, and it's so easy for the children to for any language the children pick up quite quickly and easily at. Well, we all do it at a young age, I suppose. It's just when we get older, things tend to get a little bit harder. But no, the children have been amazing sharing the language. Their job is to make sure that I don't forget my language.
Yeah, I've heard you put that many times.
Because our language was almost lost a long time ago, and the children at Harvey Primary School, they feel that they relate to myself, and they want to make it, a thing to themselves, that we've got to help Ninette, keep this language alive. We've got to help Ninette so that she never forgets her language. So they'll see me in town, they'll scream it out, and Kaya Ninette, Nonuk Murich. Nonuk Murich meaning, are you good?
Oh, that's awesome.
And I respond back, Kaya, Nyan Murich, I am good.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful is?
Quabaduck.
Quabaduck, that's it. Now, what are some of your favourite reasons for living in Harvey, and what are some of your hopes and aspirations for the future?
Harvey is now home to me. After living in the Wheat Belt and then moving here as a child, I moved here when I was probably, 10?
That was 89.
In 1989? Okay. So I've been here since 1989. Definitely call it home now. A lot more greener here. than it is in Pingelly. Like I said, Pingelly was nice and dry and hot. Hopes and aspirations for the future is for my language, my Noongar language, to be displayed maybe a bit more throughout the community, shared throughout the community as well.
Mm. That would be nice. Just looking at a lot of the artwork around, how can we, participate in community? Or, as you were saying, this community is evolving now. How can we be part of that throughout, like the main street or surrounding areas? Like you've done over at the school, you've got some beautiful artwork over there. And we see the beautiful artwork on the shop window, the shop front throughout the street. Yeah, and in regards to your aspirations for the future, I think you're doing a great job over at the school. And, living in Harvey, as you're saying, as a child, because we come down in 89 and your children are still around here in Harvey?
My children are 18 and 20, so they're still living here, still living at home, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see them moving out for a while, but that's okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Nin, for coming in and being our special guest for today. Now, what song have you sorted for finishing off this interview today?
Oh, song.
And another one, yes, and what it means to you because you've already chosen Country Roads by John Denver. What's the other one? And did you listen to a lot of music, as you were saying before?
I did listen to a lot of music as a kid growing up. Families were big on music back in those days. I remember walking past every household because we all live pretty much together in the same area, and just hearing the music played from every single house. Probably the one music, group that stood out for me as a child growing up. CCR.
Creedence
Clearwater Revival.
And which song would that
remember,
be?
Yeah. Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Oh.
That was probably one of my favourite songs.
Okay, folks. So we're going to go out with CCR and Have You Ever Seen the Rain?